Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ravens back on the practice field, getting ready for the Vikings. Perfect attendance, including the newest Raven, Draymond Jones, out there. So everybody that's not hurt is practicing. It's the IR guys, obviously, not on the field. But let's take a look. And obviously, we always get ourselves in trouble when we do this exercise. But guess what? It's fun. So we're going to do it anyway. They start this Sunday at the Vikings. They are, last I checked, it might have moved a little, but they were a 4.5-point favorite in this game Sunday at Minnesota, which I thought was interesting. Mm-hmm. Assuming it goes the way the bettors do, they're likely going to be a favorite at Cleveland and a favorite home against the Jets and a favorite home against the Bengals. Now, granted, this means nothing. They still got to win the game.
Sure.
But they're probably, assuming Lamar Jackson stays healthy, they're probably a favorite all the way into December.
Yeah, like I don't know that they're going to be a big favorite against Pittsburgh at home and at Pittsburgh. That might be kind of a pick 'em. Yeah, the spread has not gone as high as I think some would have expected. But then again, people weren't expecting Minnesota to do what they did to Detroit. But I think if you look at the road ahead, because everyone out there, there's just this, it's almost become like gospel that all the Ravens have one of the easiest schedules in the NFL. But it's like, okay, Minnesota's got plenty to play for. Minnesota's very much in the thick of a playoff fight. Minnesota's in the thick of a division fight. Lions are 5-3. Packers just lost to Carolina and got a janky tie against the Cowboys. So, like, I don't know. And it's a tough place to play under ordinary circumstances. It's loud. It's a real home field advantage. Cleveland, yes. I mean, that has to be Cleveland and the Jets.
But that hasn't been easy.
At Cleveland's never easy for these guys.
No.
So whether it's a layup or not,
they should win, but
you've got to win those games. But like, are you going to win two shootouts in 3 weeks with Cincinnati? Like, a lot of teams are doing it. It's in vogue. But like, Lamar throws a pick, you might lose 38-37. Like, somebody screws up on special teams, muffs a punt. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say they absolutely are going to run the table on a Bengals team that's just going to be out to play spoiler. That's going to be playing fearless football. They're going to be padding their stats, and they're going to face a defense that they've gotten guys fired from before. And then you got the Pittsburgh game in between there. Like, look, Joe Flacco is performing like an above-average NFL quarterback. Aaron Rodgers has limitations, but he's been an above-average NFL. He's throwing a lot of touchdown passes. This team has trouble defending the ball in flight. Like, Drake May, I would say right now, is on the periphery of MVP conversation. Jordan Love has MVP talent. They haven't put it together. That offense has been helter-skelter, but I don't think they're winning at Lambeau. And then you could be at Pittsburgh with the division on the line. So for everyone who's just talking like, oh, they're going to run the table, I don't think they're running the table. I see two losses here.
7-9 gets them to 10, though. 10 wins might win the division.
They're not going to run the table. But I will say this. If you're just focusing on point spread, there's a shot. Not saying it's super likely, but there's a shot they could be favored in all of these games.
Certainly.
I think the one that maybe they wouldn't, one or two, would be at Green Bay, at Pittsburgh. But every other game, I'm fairly certain they're going to be favored in. So whether they win all of them, I don't know. But you can go back to the beginning of the season when you look at the point spread. Remember, they were a bigger favorite at Arrowhead than the Eagles were when they played a couple weeks prior at Arrowhead. Of course, they were favored against the Lions. They were favored against the Bills. So each game that Lamar started.
Vegas loves them.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, Vegas really moved their numbers even when they look like when Lamar's hurt and we're not sure when he's coming back.
Yep.
Vegas still had them prohibitive or fairly prohibitive favorites to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just talking real world.
Yeah, real
like,
world.
Like, got to go out there and win all these games with this offensive line and this defensive line. Because that's it. Cavalry's here.
I think we'll learn a lot Sunday. If they can go to Minnesota and beat the Vikings, you're obviously Cleveland for numerous reasons because the divisional game is tough. But you got Cleveland, the Jets, Cincinnati. Like, those are all
Do you think they're winning those three games?
I think they're going to lose one.
I don't think they're running that Cincinnati-Cleveland-Cincinnati portion unscathed.
The only layup I see left on the schedule is the Jets. And of course,
Jets at home, where
they had a fire sale at the deadline. They weren't that good of a football team even prior to shipping out those guys. That's really the only layup I see remaining, but Cleveland's always tough. They haven't swept them since 2020. We know you can pencil. Well, the Steelers really had their number, but last year they were able to break that, beating them twice. But it's probably maybe a split. It wouldn't shock me, like you're saying, Jason, if they split with Cincinnati. Like,
three of the last four are on the road. Like, for everybody out there who's acting like this is literally the men against the boys, like, the final three games, New England could win their division, Green Bay could win their division, Pittsburgh could win their division, and two of those three are on the road.
Yep.
And that New England game, there's a shot that might get flexed to Sunday night if the Ravens keep trending upwards.
Yeah. So I don't think it's particularly easy, and I think they've dug themselves a legitimate hole. And they can't afford, we keep looking at the total number of wins and all that, I guess.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
They could lose one in the division. They can't lose two.
No.
I think they're going to have the tiebreaker.
I think they have to, if they're, you're going to get two losses, one of them has to be Green Bay because you can't lose two in the division.
Even two in the conference could be tricky when you start getting the crazy tiebreakers.
Well, Pittsburgh's already got the one division loss because Joe beat them in the Bengals.
Yes.
So if they were able to draft, and I know they play Cincinnati coming off a bye since he's on a bye this week. But yeah, if you're Pittsburgh, you can't be dropping any more either, really.
Pittsburgh heads to the Chargers this Sunday. What's that Sunday night football?
I'll tell you what.
I think nine wins wins this division.
It wouldn't shock me.
I think it's the right nine wins.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me.
Nine and eight?
But these guys, you know, and Lamar's record against the NFC and all that stuff's cool. But these AFC games are massive.
Yeah, absolutely. No, there's no doubt. Again, it's easy to say, I think coming off a mini bye on the road, we're going to learn a lot about this team Sunday. Because everything we talk about, look at the schedule and who's favored, whatnot, they go out to Minnesota and lose Sunday. None of what we just said matters.
Yeah, if they beat Minnesota, then you have a win streak going.
See, I don't even know about that because...
Well, the margin
Pittsburgh
for error...
could lose.
Yeah, but the margin for error gets much thinner, too, because that's now one loss. And you, like, even if 9-8, now you can only lose two more times.
Here's what it comes down to me. And to this point, yes, this game is indicative of it. Can they beat good football teams? Really is what it's
yes.
Like, really, right? That's what it's like. You look at the schedule, and would you look at there and say they're at least a good football team? And then can they beat those teams? Because correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, if you want to say, look, Chicago with Snoop, I'll give them that. I think Chicago's a decent football team.
Yeah.
But, like, Miami, right before the trade deadline in a short week, with guys waving the white flag. No. I don't know anybody who's going to say Miami's a good football team.
They're not playing.
I don't
know
anybody who's going to tell you the Cleveland Browns are a good football team.
They're not playing. You could make the argument they're not playing a good football team until they play the Patriots on December
21st. They're playing a good football team this weekend.
I mean, after this, that the rest of the thing.
I think Pittsburgh's a good football team.
But, they might be the nine-win team that wins this division.
But I'm still, like, I think Pittsburgh's a good football team. They got a Hall of Fame coach who's never had a losing season, and all you might need is a winning season to win a division.
Yeah.
So they count as a good football team for me. Cincinnati, it's a very good offense.
Yeah.
So like they've got a superpower. They can hang 40 on pretty much anybody. So like even that, you run the table on them. I'm not going to sit here and talk about aesthetics, but I got to see them beat good football teams.
Coming up next, we'll get back to the Ravens in a little bit, but we get to the Orioles, and they have a new manager. His name's Craig Albernaz. John Mioli covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. He was there yesterday. What's he think of the new skipper? We'll ask him next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.